This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The question of who and what is essential has become a top priority in our lives. While people in healthcare are working tirelessly to combat the spread of COVID-19, they have also shared the spotlight with workers we took for granted. There's the people working at the grocery store, mail carriers, janitors, and countless others that are doing essential work so that we can continue to have what we need while we are safer at home. Thousands of people across the country have put their creativity to use to help make masks and other PPE equipment to show their appreciation for essential workers. And one Milwaukeean decided the best way he could contribute was with a special t-shirt design. Bryce Smith is the founder of MyMKE Apparel, a t-shirt business he runs out of his basement in his spare time while being a stay-at-home dad. What originally started as a way to make creative local designs for his son has turned into something much bigger. His latest design is a MK Essential t-shirt that he is creating at cost to help show appreciation and recognize all of the essential workers in Milwaukee. He joins me now and starts by explaining how MK Essential came to be.
Well, from the outset, we wanted to do our part to help mitigate the spread and to take care of our fellow Milwaukeeans. So we started sheltering in place back on March 14th. And then as time was rolling by, I was just wanting to find a way to do more for folks. I heard the calls for face masks. And first I thought, oh goodness, okay, well maybe I'll try my hand at that, but I don't have a sewing machine. I have no idea how to sew. And even the people who do have sewing machines apparently are not finding it too easy to make these masks. So I felt, that's not my cup of tea. And I just kept hearing so many of my friends who are essential workers talking about their worries and their fears and going out there and doing their jobs. They were suddenly putting themselves and their families at risk, and they had never imagined doing so just by doing their jobs. And I just really felt for them and wanted to do something to help them while still doing my part by staying at home. And the idea of this particular shirt design just came to me. And I realized that this is a way in which I could help them. I couldn't necessarily keep them safe, but I could show them support and how much we all support them, and to basically help boost their morale and to show them that they're appreciated, and also to help create a sense of solidarity and pride. And just to try and put some good out there in the world amidst all the bad.
Definitely. And you mentioned that the shirt just kind of came to you. So was the design just an easy thing to lay out? And can you describe it for us for the listeners over the radio?
Yeah, it's funny. I wish, for starters, I got to say that this whole shirt design business is not something I ever envisioned myself doing. I've just never really considered myself creative in this way, but it seemed like around the first of the year, I started having various shirt ideas. And once I started coming, I just couldn't shut them off. So I've learned to just go with it and get them out there right away, because given that they seem to come from nowhere, they can disappear. It seems like too, and that's my concern.
Yeah, and it started with the shirt for your son, right?
Yeah, it did. Because I actually had spent a year trying to find a shirt with a hop on it for him. He loves the hop. And I couldn't find one. And I finally realized, okay, well, I don't think I'm going to buy one to buy him. So I just, all right, I'll learn how to make him a shirt myself. So I figured out how to make one and made it for him. And yeah, it was so cool to be able to show it to him. Because when I did, he kind of gasped. And then he whispered and I said, it's a beauty. And when he did that, I was just hooked. And then I had so many ideas for other shirts, different designs to celebrate the places and things that we really love about living here in Milwaukee. And then with the MKE Essential design, I was just thinking a lot about the word essential, and it just seemed to kind of roll together, MKE Essential. And the MKE portion of the shirt, the way that it's designed, is inspired by our city flag. And then also, you know, the rest of it is kind of like a stamp, like a governmental stamp, to make it look official. And, you know, just bold colors on the black. And it's been so cool to see the effect that this shirt seems to have on the people who wear it. You know, just, and it's an incredible feeling to know that you're able to give people something that they can kind of embody and project to the world the sense of who they are, like, you know, that they want to wear this and that they feel so proud doing so, and that it tells the world something about them as people. It's really cool to be able to give that to folks. And I don't necessarily see myself as being in the t-shirt business per se, but more so the do-good business. So with my business model, I donate 50% of all profits to some of the institutions that really make life here great, like the Milwaukee Parks Foundation, and also the Wauwatosa School District, which is where our sons go. And then with the MK Essential shirt, there's no profit. I'm selling them for $5 a piece intentionally, which is the cost of materials to make them, because I want to make this accessible to as many people as possible, whether they're loved ones or your postal carrier or delivery people. It's just it's the coolest thing to hand one of these shirts to someone like that and to see their expression, the deep appreciation for recognition of who they are and what they're doing for us, and just that we appreciate them. It's amazing.
You've turned into a self-taught t-shirt designer. Did the demand that has come of it, even before MK Essential design came out, did that meet your initial expectations, or was it just something that you're like, oh, I'll give it a whirl, and now it's turned it morphed into something that you weren't quite prepared for, maybe?
Yeah, it's very much, hey, I'll give this a whirl, and just see, and, you know, just keep doing it as long as I can and learning as I go too. It's, I don't know, it's a great way to spend my time, although I don't have much of it. Admittedly, I'm not getting enough sleep. and I do ask folks who order shirts to be a little patient with me, because it's just me in my basement once our sons go to bed. Well, me and Bruce and Dolly. I've been listening to Bruce Springsteen and Dolly Parton a lot lately. I just find them both inspiring and reassuring at the same time. So I'll put them on my headphones as I'm making the shirts. But yeah, I've just been kind of figuring it out as I go along. And as long as there's a demand for it, I'm going to meet it. I just feel very, very lucky that I am able to help in this way. And I try to get to know the folks who buy them a little bit, if they're open to it, just to know where they're going. But it's also just neat to know that they're out there in the world and, you know, doing some good.
Has this shirt also been a way to help teach others what essential means?
Yes, I would say most definitely, especially as I've been talking to folks who are looking for ways to help, you know, to help them think in terms of, okay, we've got our essential workers. It seems everyone knows our healthcare providers who are on the front line. But the fact that, you know, our postal carriers are essential too. You know, people delivering your pizza, they're essential. The folks working in the grocery stores, all of our city workers, you know, you're essential. We've got so many people out there who are just essential to caring for our city and all of us. And it's nice to help educate people about what that means. And I feel like I've been educated too by the different people who are buying the shirts.
Well, let's hear from some of the voices of the workers who got these shirts.
My name is Jen. I am a registered nurse. I bought MKE Essential shirts for my husband and me because we are both nurses and want to support businesses that are giving back to the community. As an essential worker during this pandemic, I worry about being at an increased risk of exposure and passing the virus on to my family. But what I hope can come out of this is a stronger sense of the importance of family and our communities. So please continue to social distance and stay safe and be smart out there.
Hi, my name's Katie. I'm married to an essential employee, and my sister is an essential employee. I wanted to show them that I'm indebted to their bravery. And as a citizen experiencing this pandemic, I'm worried most about Milwaukee celebrating the end of the Shelter in Place Act too quickly, and as a result, we slide into a second round of COVID-19 cases later this year. However, I'm also in awe of the everyday kindness I now see all around me. I'm positive some of it was there before, but this new pace of life has also made me aware of how special this community is that we live in.
My name is Tess Halley. I am a daycare teacher. We are essential workers for the essential workers. I got a lot of Milwaukee Essential t-shirts for my fellow co-teachers to hopefully brighten up their moods. I also got a lot of shirts for my family members who are also essential right now, as they are nurses and grocery store clerks and they work in factories. I'm hoping that soon this will all come to an end and we can all return to our normal activities. Meanwhile, I'm hoping everybody is staying safe and doing what they can to help everybody else out.
My name is Todd, and during the whole COVID-19 realities, I came to realize that my upstairs neighbor, who just became a truck driver, is essential in a way that before he was just kind of a truck driver, and now he even realizes how important he is. And when I saw the shirts and I saw the fun of the shirts, I thought it was a fun way to acknowledge him and what he contributes. And it was fun. He thinks it's great. He loves the shirt.
Hi, my name is Ashley Bequest, and I'm a registered nurse at Children's Emergency Department and Trauma Center in Milwaukee. I got a Milwaukee Essential shirt for myself and some of my coworkers because we are very proud to provide care for the kiddos in our community and are dedicated to keep them safe during this pandemic. As an essential worker during this pandemic, I worry most about asymptomatically carrying COVID home and infecting both my husband and my 8-month-old daughter. What I hope can come out of this horrible virus is a sense of togetherness and empathy for each other, for our community to learn to love each other and respect each other again, as COVID has not only affected one of us, it has affected us as an entire city.
That was Jen, Katie, Tess, Todd, and Ashley from Milwaukee talking about why they got MK Essential t-shirts. And Bryce Smith, thank you so much for your time. And of course, all the time in your basement at late at night that you're putting in towards making these for people.
Well, thank you so much. If anyone would like to order shirts, they can do so by going to mymkeapparel.com. And if they would like to donate money, they can do so through PayPal at mymkeapparel@gmail.com. If they'd like to donate time or resources, they can email me at mymkeapparel@gmail.com. And also, you know, thank you for doing the work that you're doing, and also your mom. I know your mom's out there helping folks out too, serving lunches to kids. And thank you. And I hope that we don't lose anybody else to this terrible virus. I'm also hopeful because I feel like there are just so many people who are stepping up in ways that I never would have imagined. And that really gives me hope. If we can all do what we can with what we've got, that we're going to make it through this. And I just wish everyone and their families good health and everlasting love.
Bryce Smith is the founder of My MKE Apparel. You can see photos of people in their MKE Essential shirts at wuwm.com.